You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Evidence shows Sunday's test explosion was seven times as powerful as the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. North Korean media lauded the blast as a resounding success in its quest for an intercontinental nuclear-armed missile.
The test of a hydrogen bomb designed to be mounted on our intercontinental ballistic missile was a perfect success. It was a very meaningful step in completing the national nuclear weapons program.
It's North Korea's sixth nuclear test since Donald Trump took office, and US officials scrambled to condemn the action. US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis went further, threatening military action in response to the escalation.
We have many military options, and the president wanted to be briefed on each one of them. We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan, from any attack, and our commitments among the allies are ironclad. Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming.
Mattis urged North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un to heed the UN Security Council's recent resolution, which called for the North to denuclearize. The Security Council has today called an emergency meeting in response to Sunday's test. Asked whether he would attack North Korea, Trump replied, "We'll see." For BFM News, call Max Smith, Tene.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.